Keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a real Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good.
Radio has never been
a real Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. A real Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, double OC, O'Neill on Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC,
O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Double OC, double OC.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
It's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central.
Everyone's happy. Finally, it's the weekend. All the hard work's behind me. Yeah. And I just invited all my friends. I feel like, whoa. All we're doing is having a backyard.
There's absolutely no doubt that it has that summer feel to it. It's R. Kelly. It's a brand new one. It's called Backyard Party. But it's not all that new. I think it came out about 3 months ago. Welcome to yet another exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. And I'm not rolling by myself as usual. I'm with my co-host, Junior. What's up?
For sure.
You good?
I'm good, man. Shout out to everybody.
How's your week been? Your week has been good?
Ah, it's been great, man.
Uh-huh.
Can't complain.
What did you do? Is there anything that's nice that you did specifically?
I spent time with my granny and, you know, my family. Okay. Yeah, man. I respect grey hair, man.
And how's your sister?
She's good, man. She recovered well. She's gone to school today.
We spoke about this the last time you said she wasn't well.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's out of the woods now. She's fine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so are you ready to do the show?
Most definitely, man. Let's do this.
So we've got an explosive lineup of guests. You're going to find out who we're chilling with in just a little while.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Central, OC, OC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. OC, OC.
O'Neill on Cliff Central. Listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
WC.
Yeah, baby.
So let's just quickly recap on what happened last week. We had Max Soba who hung out with us. This time he appears in the company of WHP. This is a song that we played back for him as a surprise of sorts. It's called Tswara. On the other side of this, we're joined by our very first guest for the day. Good afternoon and welcome. I believe the song is called Jerome.
Yes.
In the studio, we're joined by Kule.
Kule Ayo.
Kule. Do I, so do I sound the N?
Kule. Yes, Kule. It's actually, Kule. It's Kule.
It's Kule.
Kule.
Yeah, obviously but people, we can't.
Yeah, exactly.
We decided
to make it Kule.
How you doing, brother?
I'm Superman.
You are from Nigeria?
Yes.
From which tribe?
Originally. I'm a Yoruba boy.
You're Yoruba?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I'm a Yoruba boy.
Well, welcome to the show. But you've been here all your life?
Yes, I've been here for
13 years.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Do you remember how old you were when you came here?
Do I remember how old I was? I was about...
Do you want me to give away my age?
No,
do you
necessarily.
Really want that? Okay, I was 30 when I came here.
You were 30 when you came here. Okay. Now, so tell me something. What brought you here?
Music. In Nigeria, jazz is not necessarily a commercial type of genre that would, you know, put food on your table. And I wanted to do it, you know. I had the privilege of working with different people at the time. I was working with Lagba Ja, and we had the opportunity of going to Brazil. We had a tour in Brazil, and we had to come through here because there was no direct flight from Lagos. So we took a flight from here to Brazil. After the show, we went back to Nigeria in February 2002.
Yeah.
And then I decided to come back because I still had I had a visa at the time. So I wanted to come check it out. You know what's going on in South Africa? Everybody will be talking about South Africa, that, you know, it's actually not in Africa. It's just too great, you know. So I came, and long story short, I had a deal with Universal Music. They signed me up, and the rest is history. I've got five albums, and got five albums.
Now, here's what I want to understand. Obviously, 13 years ago, you weren't happy with the jazz scene in Nigeria.
Yes, yes.
Would you say they've made strides since then to now?
Yes, you could say that. However, it's still not a commercially viable genre to
Why do you think that's the case, though?
My people, I think that culture and people like parties. They don't want to listen to cool stuff. Everything is hectic in Lagos. You know what I mean? Everything is just crazy. So people like the boom, boom, boom. Yeah. But however, I haven't said that. There are a lot of people who are going back now, who have lived in America and London and all the parts of the world, and they're going back home and they're looking for that. And I've been trying to make the transition to try and see, not necessarily move home, but just to be part of what's going on. And it's been great. In the last 3-4 years, it's been amazing. Every year there's a lot of jazz festivals right now in Lagos and all over Nigeria. And so
it's interesting you mentioned that, because we had Praise here,
also
Praise, from Nigeria, multi-talented guy.
Yeah.
And we were able to showcase his other side, which is the much more musical side, as opposed to the party stuff.
Yes.
And he had such a great time when we were here. So so that means there is that in Nigeria, but it's sort of suppressed.
Yes.
And everything else is overlapping it,
exactly,
because of people generally want to have a great time.
Yes.
Exactly. So now tell me about your journey in South Africa. Whom have you worked with?
Everybody. From Yvonne Chaka Chaka to Huma Sekela to Oliver Mtukudzi. I have a new single with Oliver Mtukudzi. I'm in the studio now.
What a legend.
Oh, man.
I love the man,
you know. I'm definitely going to give you the song so that maybe you can play it at some point.
We'd love to hear that.
You know, I've worked with the late Jabu Kanyile when I first came. He was all over the place.
Wow.
And we did a song on my first album. You know, 2003 was, you know, Otstick Mabuse was one of the guys that I would go to his show, and he would just come call me up and say, come jam with me, and we would have a great party, you know, the days of Blues Room, before Blues Room closed down, you know. So I've been around for a bit, and I've had the privilege of working with great names, wonderful people, Gloria Bosman, Judith Sipuma. I just recently
I think one of our best guests, Gina, do you agree?
Oh,
one
most definitely.
The best guest we've had here. We think it's Judith Sipuma.
Oh, really? She's amazing.
She is absolutely breathtaking.
Yeah, wow. She is.
Her stuff is unbelievable.
Exactly. I actually did an album with her 3-4 years ago. Yeah. Our first gospel, I think it's our first gospel album. No. It was a jazz album, but it was tending to us gospel.
Okay.
And, you know, she's a definite praise of God. She loves God, and she sings from her heart. She's too soulful.
What's your instrument of choice?
Guitar. I'm a guitarist.
I hear you've been compared to the likes of George Benson, Jimmy Dudu. Everybody talks about how you're placed in the same space as them.
It's a privilege. I love what I do, and I guess what has kept us going has been the passion and the love for the instrument and for life. Don't do that to me, bro. You're killing me right now.
He's such a shop.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know how old he is? You wouldn't believe if I told you how old he is. He's such a show off, dog. Now let him do the honors. He'll tell you how old he is.
How old are you?
20. Turning 21.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Junior is a madman. He's a mad boy. He's a mad boy. Now, you're also an ambassador of One.
Yes. A couple of years ago, they called me up to say that they're having this, we need to talk about issues that affect us, and one of the ones at the time was agriculture. Yeah. And we did a song with the band and Dan Platinum and Vanessa, you know, all the great people from all over Africa. Yeah. We did the song, and was produced by my great friend, I can't forget his name now, but yeah.
No, it's fine. It's fine. You know, it's fine. I think I've seen the video.
Yes,
I've seen the video.
Yes, the video. You know, and I think it was really successful because the government then started listening and started, you know, doing their part and making sure that agriculture was in that year. I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was definitely something that needed to be looked at, and and I think it's grown. And last year they did, was it this year? This year, actually, they did sexist poverty, sexist or something like that.
Yep.
And it's about women, you know, enriching the lives of our women and making sure that we empower them as much as we can. And that was also very, very successful.
Now, the one thing that stands out about, I suppose, Nigerian music is the pidgin.
Yes,
and I think that's the one thing that endears people to the genre, you know, to the culture in general. What I haven't heard, though, is pidgin over jazz.
Well, pidgin over jazz.
Do you sing in pidgin over jazz?
Yeah, I sing in pidgin.
Can we try that?
We could actually try that. Why not?
Yeah.
So there you go. Pidgin.
This is what we do, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Kunle.
Ayo.
We've got Kunle in the studio.
No, you go. You go, I follow.
We're going to try something fresh just now. Stand by, don't move.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill Central. O-C, O-C. O'Neill on Cliff Central. O-C, O-C. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.
Alright, so Junior is putting together some kind of progression, and you just have to play around, freestyle over it, just jam.
Ah, I say, no be like it. Now the girl they make me colo, she they make my head they colo. Wait till I go do, ah go tella. Le yala tu kotunga yala go bega. Colo go be anga deke na disi baby. A body na die. Wait till make I do. When I see this baby, she they make me colo. Go, go.
You're already as groupies outside. Continue, continue.
Yeah, baby. So now, so we did do one more. But I am Pumbaya. Priada, the papa, you do better, better. Naso for Cliff Strand Trap we did jam mamu. So then say, make a the sing a move, make you flow, low the flow, make you the go with the flow. Bruya da do ba ba na o ma ya da de o ma ke ta. Kupa kanto pe ke kupa, le kanto po kata tu kupa po pe a. Kupa le kupa kata ko, pe kupa la kata kupa kupa go bo. Kupa ka boom pa o bo we, pa o pe ka o pe ka. Oh ah, tu sa tu pra ka tu pe ke tu pa bruya te kupa a o pe kupa. So we did do. I'm not this girl to make me go low. Oh, lele, karora mi ajese, brother mi ajaye. I take 'em ajaye. Today na Friday, make you take 'em slow, slow, and slow. I take 'em easy, easy. Woo woo way, waya wa wo, waya wa ah oh ah oh eh oh eh ah oh ah 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 oh eh oh ah 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 eh.
Nice. There's serious demand for your picture on social media as we speak right now.
Oh God!
So they're asking for a picture of you. We'll post it in a little bit. Just don't. Please, just hold on to your underwear. We'll get there in no time. Now, amazing.
Thank you, sir.
So it's interesting that you haven't done a record with in Pidgin over jazz.
Well, I've got songs here and there, but I like to sing more in Yoruba.
Okay.
And the reason is because I feel that people kind of connect with that more. Pidgin is when I want to play around. Yeah, you know, it's
nice.
A fun song.
Yeah.
But when I want to talk about stuff, like I did on my new single with Oliver, I would rather sing in Yoruba because it's got more weight. You know what I mean?
Now, what would the difference be then when you're singing in Yoruba?
Because it's like Zulu when you speak certain words in Zulu and you translate it.
Okay.
You know, you get lost in translation. You know, it's heavier in the native language.
Okay. Now, I want us to do something that you're a bit more comfortable with, what you are accustomed to. Do you play?
Do I play piano? Not really. I play a little bit to write songs for my artists. Yeah.
Okay, but you are a guitar man.
I'm a guitarist.
Now, I want Junior to play something that would be slightly mainstream, and then you can do that for us.
Okay.
I don't know how you want to play this out. Junior can either lead, or you can sing, and he can follow.
Okay.
I'll play one of the songs, but I only know just the first part of it.
Growing up slowly, slowly but surely. Knowledge is power, that's power in learning. Growing up slowly, slowly but surely. Knowledge is power, that's power in learning. Pumpa pumpeya, bodabam pumpeya na pum. I've growing up slowly, slowly but surely. Knowledge is power, there's power in learning. I've growing up slowly, slowly but surely. Knowledge is power, there's power in learning. Growing up as slowly as surely, now so we are growing up as slowly as surely, now so we are growing up and slowly and surely, now so I say I'm growing up as slowly, slowly, now so, oh, now so, oh, oh, now education they make us talk you, now education we they talk about you, make our government they support you, make we try to increase I say mental, 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 colo mentality, colo mentality. So
I decided to throw in a bit of a twist. I know he never shies away from the microphone. So please, by all means, let's continue.
You know what we could actually do? We did a song together of Ife, actually. You remember Ife? It's on F. Can I play?
Yeah,
okay. All right, so in the studio joining us right now, the super talented and ever ready MXO, he joins Kunle. And we're about to jazz this place up. And right now, Kunle is on keys.
Tabarro she a wo ri wi pe arrive for me we ogun to jawa o afowo fa ni o ti aka wa se ra wa loko ka gbe eya meya yi tu sile se ko ba le dara fun gbogbo wa South Niger combination ni o MX o o ya o Jomi Jo Asin to mu okere 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 Jomi Jo awon lojo unja Jomi Jo ijare mo wala simoni hey about to leave about to leave
them up for some man down we don't then I'm not some the man down yeah I'm been there but I'm been there and I'm just I'm been there no no I'm doing the name the name
that we fall, united we stand, divide that we fall, united we stand, divide that we fall, divide that we stand, united we
I think people who do jazz have the most fun.
Oh man!
I think you guys have so much fun. You know, I'm looking at tune right now. They've lost themselves. Like they're completely in a different world.
Yeah. The power sounds.
Yeah. MXO, welcome once again to the show, brother.
What up?
We had to bring you back. That's yo, just how much we adore you here on the show.
Actually, no. When my manager said, "Hey, MX, O'Neill, once again," I'm like, I just saw this guy
no, man.
4 months back, 5 months back.
Look, this is, we make music
and,
here.
And you that know, was beautiful, man.
We make music, so why not bring you back?
I really appreciate, man.
What have you been up to besides gym?
Besides gym.
Because now we follow each other now on you Instagram.
Know, let me tell you something. You know, when we talk about the gym side of things, you know, because you know the kids just came back from their school holidays. So there's been a lot of junk.
I know.
All of that pizzas and colas. So, you know, we still need to recover.
I know.
So, yeah.
And we're going into the festive season.
Oh, man.
So it's a mess.
We need those O'Neill chisel bodies, you know what I mean?
Nah.
Yeah, man.
But good seeing you, man. Music-wise, what have you been up to?
Hey, man, we've been doing a lot of stuff, you know, travelings and, you know, doing what we do the most best, mm-hmm. you know, which is music.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's how we easily express ourselves. It's business at the same time.
Yes.
It's pleasure and splendor, you know? It's love, it's passion.
Now, so, I know you and a few other guys have come together. You formed this unit.
Yeah.
And what's happening with that? Is there going to be an album with that? Is it just for strictly for live performances?
You know, our main mission, you know, and the whole concept was unity and diversity, you know, because most of the artists, they don't really collaborate together. They
yeah,
don't work
man.
Together. You know, I don't know. Is it pride? Or is it egos or anything? So we wanted just to break that that flow and just, you know, come with something that is really gonna, you know, inspire some other, you know, aspiring musicians to join and build and expand and grow, you know. And Kunle is part of
the movement.
The movement, yes, you know, and we have Apologia from Swaziland, we have Willemse, we have Slick Angel. We formed a duo together, we and Slick Angel. It's called Rooster 1000 Project.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jonina is, you know, is part of the crew, and we have Nikki. So, you know, it's all about the authentic and the eclectic brotherhood, you know. And, man, we're breaking bread. And, Rooster 1000, we just finished doing a project now. At Kunle's studio, K Kun Productions.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. So we're busy mixing it. So we should be dropping you a jewel soon, you know, from the Rooster 1000 project. And as you know, MXO got a new single. It's called Love Special.
Yes.
And Gwen Kwezi, I got a couple of those. So yeah, man. Kaba Visa Batlan.
In fact, we have a live performance coming through from MXO in just a little bit.
Yes, sir.
On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Middle Central. Radio has never been this good. A Middle Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC. A Middle Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. A Middle Cliff Central. Double OC, double OC.
It's O'Neill Africa on Cliff Central.
Andazi tandu funa ndenze njani. Andazi noba sise ngabangani. Kodwa ndiyazi ukuba sizondani. Ndiyazi sobabini siyathandana. Kodwa ndiyazi ukuba siqondani. Ndiyazi ukuba soba siqondani. Olu qatso sulufes. Oh, loving you, loving me. Loving you is a special thing.
Nice.
Oh, loving you, loving me. Loving you is a special thing.
Yes, I.
Kodwa yini le daba zabantu. Kodwa yini mbengaka. Am I a fool or knowingly so? I refuse to let it go. Loving you.
Yes, sir. Loving you is a special thing. Sing along, man.
Oh, loving you, loving me. Loving you loving is you. A special thing. Zungbona ndi jen 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 kindlele nkule ngayota umbase lumlilo. Dear Rebella, I travel the world, I travel the seven seas, I travel around the universe, I travel around the walls. Andazi noba, noba ndingathini, noba ndenze njani, manyange ninantini. Jehova wena, thixo ndenze njani, bawa ndenze njani. Oh, loving you,
hey,
loving me.
Sing along at home. Loving you is a special thing. Oh,
loving you,
loving you, yes, cool there, yes, well, loving you, yes, it's a special thing. Well,
loving you,
yes, I, loving you. He's a special thing. Yeah, man. Rastafari.
Big up.
What up, O'Neill? Cliff Central.
Amazing, man. Listen, is this a new single?
Yes, I am.
Unbelievable song. When is it out already for download?
Yeah, it's out already on iTunes.
Okay, okay.
You know, on iTunes. Yeah, the song is out already on iTunes. You know,
so it's called Love Special. You can download it right away on iTunes. It's available.
It's available right away, right now.
Right now, as we speak, you can download that song. You can have it. It's MXO. And what you just heard right now was just a live performance of the song.
Yes, I.
Now, tell me about Love Special, though. The process of creating it. Yeah. What happened? What was happening here?
You know, when this song happened, a friend of mine, you know, as you know, Jera, is the biggest producer.
Very
you know?
Talented man.
Very talented. You know, he's coming from. He's a multi talented producer. He, mm-hmm. he did DJ Fresh compilations, House Africa compilations. So he's more on that, you know, in Makesh and Kabelo,
yeah,
and all that stuff. So you know, he said, "MX, I got this beat for you, man. I know you're the only one who can pull this out."
Yeah.
Yo, brethren. So he's like, I'm like, yo, come to my cribs, man. Now just bring your computer because we have a studio running, right?
Yeah.
So he just brought it and played the beat. And, you know, after 30 minutes, you know, I felt the joint. The lyrics were written, you know, and the process was so simple because the song was just so dynamic, you know.
That's like, amazing. It's so progressive. Like, it's just, it's moving. Have you shot the video yet?
No. Actually, okay. We were supposed to shoot the video last week, so okay. We had to postpone because some models didn't really, like, you know.
It's always the models, isn't it?
You know, the models, you know, because, I mean, you know, the director was like, MX, yo, we need some models. I'm like, I don't know any models. You know, I passed that stage where I used to know some models. Yeah. Now, hey. I'm confined, you know, to one space.
Yo,
so,
can you help it, brother? Do you have any models?
Yes, I do.
Can you help it, brother?
Yes, we should hook up.
Yeah. I've been doing about my shrink swan.
You know how it is.
I'm paying to reverse from star, my man. Yes, sir.
If you just joined us in the studio, I'm hanging out with Kunle, also hanging out with MXO, and we're talking about their projects, current projects. That they're working on, and we just heard a live performance of Love Special. There's also Unkwenkwezi.
Yeah, let's jump on it.
All right, so let's do it right away. Here we go. Yeah.
It's O'Neill Africa on Clip Central.
Yes, sir. Hey. Check it out. Yo. 6 o'clock, the city wakes with frost, and you on winter screams, winter morning sunrise. Everywhere I look, I see excitement on their faces, with the passion they're pursuing the love lives. I dream a scenery to watch people helping and caring, old and homeless ones. Helelema, helelema. Uyinkwenkwezi, helelema, helelema. Uyinkwenkwezi, helelema, helelema. Uyinkwenkwezi, helelema, helelema. Uyinkwenkwezi. It's a summer afternoon as lovers stroll the park. Trees are green, birds migrating above. Yo, children everywhere are playing free of care, not knowing clueless of the times to come. Cheering everyone, happy new year everyone, prosperous beginnings, yeah, yeah. Hey, cheers to beautiful life, yeah, cheers to beautiful life. Helelema, helelema, uyinkwenkwezi, helelema, helelema, uyinkwenkwezi, helelema, helelema. Now, is this a sample? Is this a sample? You know, this joint, during this time when I was like, you know, conceptualizing the album, yeah. I really wanted to bring back the folk, you know, feel and the touch of Africa, you know, authenticity of sounds, you know.
It has an element, man.
That,
I'm trying
you know,
to
the Graceland, the Masatini,
that's what I picked up.
That Makanga kind of mixed vibe, you know. And I mean, you know, it was even before Beaten Back did that. And so I was like, you know, when I heard on radio, I was like, wow. You know, let's bring back the sound. You know, I like what the boys did. And, you know, so we had to, you know, because, you know, when you conceptualize an album, for sure we have to think international, you know, out of the box. And we want to sell our sound everywhere, you know, but we have to always have that unique bass.
The authenticity
and,
has
know,
to always
the foundation
be there.
And that homely feel. So, that was like, you know, that was the whole inspiration there.
Nice one. Kunle?
Yes, sir.
Here's what I want to do. Mm. This is what I want to know. When you're in the studio, the both of you, when you're in the studio, where does it begin? Does it begin with the melody? Are you playing around with keys and then you get a light bulb?
Yeah, the creativity side of thing is not in a box thing. You can't say, you know, you always write from this, you know, this spot. Yeah. You write from different spots. Sometimes it's just...
Okay.
And then music start growing from there. Sometimes it's a... and then from there somebody would say, yeah, actually, you know, do that again, and then, you know, you just gel together.
Yeah,
you know, so it starts differently different days, different
and
ideas.
At the same time, you know, it's always about, like, you know, the atmospheric feel, what you're feeling at that moment.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like, you know, oh, wow, it's a happy day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. You know, just turn up, you know, but turn up in, like, in African steez, you know what I mean?
Yes,
so we'll turn up, Kunle will always bring his guitar and I'll bring up my harmonica.
Yeah.
And
Where's the harmonica?
Like, hey.
We didn't bring it because we want to come back another time.
I see. You got me there. Now,
we got you with the element,
you know,
of surprise.
The one thing that we seldom talk about, especially when it comes to MXO, is the genesis of your life as an artist. Where did it begin for you?
Man, you know, we came from, you know, the political climate time where music was sort of a soother, you know.
Yeah.
In whatever conditions we were in, you know, as a black community. So, you know, I was part of that generation. So music was really like a soul pleaser, you know, and the Michael Jackson came up with the, you know, with that, you know, that blackness of saying, we can all make it, you know what I mean? So I guess, you know, it's the genes too, you know, of just hearing, so, you know, hearing from the womb, hearing all those, like, you know, those protesting music, you know, people are, oh, your parents.
The struggle songs.
Struggle songs, you know, the times. And so, you know, just music, you know, you know, for sure, you know, there's other genres, but, you know, I will take it from the 80s. I'm an 80s baby, by the way.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, music bug just bit. You
is
know?
There anyone you remember from those early days that stood out for you as a child and they were constantly on radio? Or that was the number one song that you listened to, that was your release?
Hey, I'd like to, firstly, for sure, Brenda Fassie, nobody can say,
you know,
we never, you know, she never
touched. What a
touched,
champion.
You know
what a mean? Champion.
And, you know, and she will be 50 by now, 55.
She would have been 50
yesterday
actually,
or today.
Yeah. She would
today?
Have been 50, yeah.
Yes, yes.
I think 2 days ago, yeah.
Mm. So it's one of those spirits we'll never forget that really, you know, touched us, you know, in a musical, you know, journey.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson, you can't ignore. We Are the World, that whole collabo of the We Are the World.
Yo, Quincy Jones,
the
that Quincy whole
Jones,
entire era,
you know,
man.
The whole, and then now we're moving to the times of, like, you know, the hip-hop, the N.W.A., the, you know, the Snoop Dogg, the Death Row, the whole West Coast.
When it came, I think.
You know, when it came.
Were you not tempted to just jump into hip-hop as well?
Hey, man, you know, okay, for me, you know, I'm really mostly of a hip hop head before I sang.
Okay.
You know, I used to sing at church or at school, you know?
Yeah. So I used to listen to a lot of people. And I used to rap. I mean,
get
in those days.
Rhymes,
like. No, not right now. Not right now.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm more of a, like, you know, Jazz Matars, Guru, you know, kind of flow. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And in the TKZ came through, the Kalawa came through. So, you know, the whole music.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it?
It's been quite a journey.
It's been quite a journey.
You know, it's been quite a journey, yeah.
Amazing. I mean. and look at us right now. We're sitting here. There's Junior. He's 20 years old.
Oh,
and
wow.
He's the one providing music in the background. And you guys have been through all of this.
And the Bob Marley's, hey, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Peter Tosh.
And in fact, I was going to ask you your favorite artist. I know it's always unfair to ask, especially people who are well-versed in music such as yourselves.
You know, especially people like me who have
a whole archive
of music in my head.
Okay,
let's do a
list then. A combined list of 10.
Okay, so
greatest musicians of all time.
I say one, you say one.
Okay, one. Okay,
can we do that? Then? Okay,
greatest musicians of all time. Let's go.
For me, as a jazz guitarist, George Benson.
George Benson, yes.
Okay, I'll go to Bob Marley.
Okay.
Why did you take that? Come on. Okay. Salif Keita.
Okay. Okay.
Hugh Masekela.
Okay.
Oliver Mtukudzi.
Kaifa Simenya Letambulu.
Okay, no, you can't say
thank you.
You can't
say husband and wife.
I actually love Sipho Hotstix.
He's talented.
Okay, we'll go to TKZ. Tukulo, Magesh.
No,
in Kamelo. The crew.
Let me go back home. Okay. King Sonny Ade from Nigeria, you know.
Yeah. I'll say the Marvin Records, you know, I'm loving what Don Jazz is doing.
You know, we're going to talk about that just now.
I'm loving what Don Jazz is doing. I'm loving what DeBange is doing with his whole crew. And I'm loving what Cash Time is doing here in South Africa.
Yes.
You know, I love, you know, what Family Tree, Casper is doing.
Yes.
AKA, you know, he just sampled me on Sim Dope right now.
Yeah.
Mama Africa there. So I'm loving that the kids, they still recognize the uncles.
Which is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Now, we're just talking about Marvin Records just now. You mentioned that you love what they're doing. And I've noticed that. Was he with Chocolate City at some point?
No, he was never
with them.
He started with DeBange. There were just the two of them. And then, you know, when things just started getting better, they then started growing. It was first One Day Call, him,
more hits.
It was first more hits.
But I'm picking up, there's a lot more music to what they're doing, especially when you look at songs like Dorobuchi, like what they're doing. There's a bit more, it's a bit more authentic.
Yeah. You know, if you know, his story. He lived in London. He's a bass player.
Don.
Yes.
And he's starting to sing a lot as well.
He didn't want to sing at first. Yeah. But you know, over time, he realized that people want to. I mean, I play guitar, but I realized that people want to hear your voice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you just want to hear your
Junior.
Voice. you gotta sing, boy.
He's
you gotta sing.
Let me tell you something interesting. His mother.
Yeah.
Spoke to me privately away from him and told me, get Junior to sing because he's a hell of a singer.
Oh,
he
wow.
refuses to sing. Apparently, he makes birds look bad when he sings.
Hey. Wow. So you'll join me on Cap Fit, right?
Okay.
You'll join me on Cap Fit when we jam together?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. You know, so when Mohit happened in London, Don Jazzy would play bass with a friend of mine, Solek, you know, the Juju band, you know, where they used to play just for money. You know, in Nigeria culture, when they sing cultural music, you say, you know, the people would come and spray you, you know, with money.
With money, really?
Yeah, so the band, Don used to
Well,
do
around
that.
Here, it's usually, you know, adult dancers.
Yeah.
Strippers. Those are the ones that get money.
No, Nigerian artists would get sprayed when they're enjoying your music. And, you know, so I'm not surprised that every of his joints is very musical because he's from that school. And he listens to a lot of young guys, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he would check out what other guys are doing. And trying to see the musicality, try to bring out the musicality in that. You know, people say that there's a lot of noise. We say that there's a lot of noise from Nigeria. However, there are some guys, Kobams. I was trying to remember Kobams earlier.
Yes.
You know, he's my brother. I love him with all my heart. He's talented. Mm-hmm. You know, so Don Jazzy would listen to people like that, would listen to people who are on the street, normal guys who just play whatever they don't.
Yeah.
They can't even explain what they're playing. But he would listen to everybody, but take all of that and try to find, make sense of it. And I respect him for that.
Nice. If you just joined us right now, we're getting schooled. I'm getting schooled here. Hanging out with Kunle and I'm hanging out with MXO as well. Junior is on keys as always.
Yes, sir.
Can we make some music?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
To the life. Yes, I. CliffCentral.com. Yes, I. This is MXO. The realest. Follow me, The Real MXO on Instagram. Yes, sir. Yeah, follow me everywhere. Yes, sir. Woman hold the head and cry. Yeah. Cause the sun has been shot down in the streets and die. Woman hold the head and cry. Comforting her. I was passing by. She never wanna believe her son was a lawbreaker. Yes, I. The wages of sin is death. Oh, yeah. Who'da kept fit? Let them wear it. Who'da kept fit? Let them wear it. Turn up. Yes, I. Who'da kept fit, yo?
Let them wear it. Yes, I. Who that cap fit? Let them wear it. Man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Yes, yeah. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend could be your worst enemy. Hey. Some will eat and drink with you, yeah, 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 yeah. Then beside a sus upon you, yeah. And if night should turn to day now, a lot of people will run away. Who the cap fit?
Technique.
Let them wear it.
Technique.
Who the cap fit down?
Put the cap it down.
Let them wear it. Check it out, O'Neal. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Na 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 na.
Na 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 na.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Na 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 na.
Na na na.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Na na na. Yeah, Adil, yo, give us a verse.
That was for you right there.
What's going on?
Yo, give us a verse.
She's already singing.
Who's that? Listen. Who's
no,
that?
But
yo, come through. Is that Liz?
No, you want to come in here? Yeah? She's been a DJ. Listen, I've never seen that here before. She has clearly taken away by what happened. She decided to do what DJs do and kill the music. Oh, wow. Yes, for the crowd response. Wow, man. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing, yeah. Isn't it?
Music is beautiful.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah. And we heard Junior there, a little bit of him.
Yeah,
you know, slowly but surely, we're gonna get there.
Junior.
Okay, now I want to remove you, gentlemen, from your comfort zone. Junior, can we play something more
mellow?
Mellow, okay. More R&B, more contemporary.
Yeah.
So let's just move away from jazz for a little bit. Is that cool?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right. So let's see what's
cool.
Yeah, after you though. Alright. You're the singer, man, you know.
Alright, cool. So that's what's coming up on the show. Don't move.
It's O'Neal Africa on Cliff Central.
Yes, I am. Yo, you should have brought your guitar, man.
You know what?
You should have brought your guitar.
Yeah, man.
I told you.
Music take me to a place with tender love and care and grace. I take me somewhere where I can fly with the birds and I sing with the lions. Music can take me somewhere where I can go all my troubles away. Change my troubles away. Go away. So music take me somewhere where we can all be free. Music take me somewhere where we all be free.
It surely does.
Yes,
I love it when you take me there. You're the one for me.
Yes, I.
Cause it surely does. It surely does take me. I wanna be there just with you. Oh, 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 I.
When I'm giving up, she give me hope. Stressed out, she is my dope. She's my remedy, emergency, agency. She's my nightness. Makes all the infections defreeze. Princess, you're my Carolinas. Well, definition of finesse. Shoulder to cry on, empty carton pictures. She makes them colorful, yes, with my baby's crayons. A good lover, a cool sister. She's a good mother. She's so gangster, she makes it tougher. Sometimes she makes it harder, rougher, macho, like a favorite wine from Jackie. If she fixed me like a puzzle, riddle empty spaces, she replaced the pieces like Celine Johnson. She's a revolution, yeah.
That's why I say it takes me there.
I think that was out of our comfort zone, right?
Oh, man. Let's come back.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
O'Neill Central. OOC, OOC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. OOC, OOC.
O'Neill on Cliff Central. You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
OOC, OOC.
Yeah, baby.
Andazithandufuna ndenze njani andazile minyakidlula njani andazithina love isenze njani andazi noma sisengabangani kodwa ndiyazi ukuba sizondani ndiyazi sobabina sikondani olugqatso sulufeze njani. Umbaselumlilo diyarifela. I travel the world, I travel the seven seas. I travel around the universe, I travel around this overseas. And that's in Oma, no bandinga tini, no bandens and jani, manyanga nina tini. Jehovah wena, he condens and jani, bakwalandens and jani.
O'Neill Africa, Clip Central.
kuitira kumsha
ajo ndedukonile marele ile kokotabe
siamza ngana geze kuno sapira
takutomba jelo apada sile
apanga kambojewa tuka uya mwe
ningba jo kofile sile o
kana jida ka fama nemza wako
Coche fora, ile la tinke jorole
Uzaka nga mwekwa wakaba It's no place like home
Oti yaka warele, ajole dabile
Inga wa vimi kufima, kuitira kumcha Toka toka kumusha, kuno tapira
Olo de obaku, otu de reki
the remix and it features the legendary Oliver Mtukudzi. Yeah, man. So why the remix? Why did you decide to do a remix?
I have a team, and one of the things they spoke about when we did a song was to do an urban version, a more commercial version for, you know, younger people who would like to. We want YFM and all the other guys to play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we thought, you know, why not a remix? You know, and I kind of like it because, you know, it's bumping. It's happening. It's
now,
you know.
Working with Oliver Mtukudzi, please let me know, how is it like being in the studio with that man?
You know, I've known him for about 7-8 years, and he's like MXO. He's a very cool, chill guy who is willing to do anything and experiment with anything, you know, as long as it makes sense to him. And you know, we've been talking about doing stuff together for a while, and I've gone back and forth Zimbabwe doing shows with him, you know, here and there. This dude, man, you know. So when the time came, he actually was the one that motivated the song, because it was talking about Ile means home, going back home, and home in terms of our music, our culture, who we are. And, you know, like we were talking about earlier, our influences are great. All the great guys, but we need to put back, you know, the home stuff. You guys were talking about when MXO was talking about, you know, international market. They want you to talk about your home. They want to
True.
You know what
that
I mean?
Is very
so
true.
That is what the song is about. And he's always been a pioneer for that. Him and Brahim Mazikela has always talked about home and, you know, loving who we are and appreciating what we have and showcasing it in beautiful ways where the people around the world will appreciate it too. Because when you take it like, wow, this is gold, people will actually look at it like that. But when you take it like, well, you know, then people are like, okay, maybe there's no, she's not sure.
All right. So when we come back from this, we're going to do our very final live performance together. That's on the other side of this.
It's O'Neill Africa, Cliff Central.
Boys, let's do this on 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neill on Cliff Central. WOC. O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. O'Neill on Cliff Central. WOC.
Alright, so we're back and we're trying to make something work here. We're getting into our very final performance, live performance, before I welcome in two more guests who are on standby, who will be joining us shortly, still in the studio right now. I'm still with Kunle, also hanging out with MXO, and I've got Junior as well. So are we happy?
Yeah.
What's playing right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one? Okay. Okay, Junior, that's what it is? Ah, okay.
Yeah. Man of the hour. Champagne showers. Smell of roses. Beneath the sky. It's a cosmic world. Flying saucers. Alienation around your hood. You're the flavor of the moment. Technique speak. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're the flavor of the moment. Yeah.
I want to own the glory. Baby, Carora, me, a giant. I want to own the glory. Baby, Carora, me, a giant. Oh, yeah. Champagne, lava, moon. Oti, baba, emu, lava, me. No, check, kawa, ama, anranti. Iranti, iranti, yeah, eh, 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 eh.
We going far, yeah. Open the windows, fresh air. I'm 20,000 deep, up in the clouds, yeah. Cloud nine, yeah. Cloud nine, yeah. Space traveling, galaxies, to the sun, moon, and stars. How high, how high. So high, I can touch the sky.
Look at la wala. Look at look. Look at look at la wala. I look at look at. Oh yeah, come on, run more. You look at look at look at. Look at look at la wala. Look at look at. Look at look at. Look at look at. Any Friday, kawaja ye. Look at look at.
Man of the moment. Champagne showers.
That's what it is.
So I suppose that's about as turn up as it's gonna get.
Yeah, thank you, man, for ushering us to the Friday, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, yeah, man. Guys, let me thank you very much once again thank for you. Making the show what it is today, man. Like I'm looking at social media right now, like it's going back.
Oh yeah,
there's so much love on my timeline right now. People are feeling the both of you. So how do we connect with you, Kunle?
At Kunle Ayo, Instagram, Facebook, Kunle Ayo, Twitter at Kunle Ayo. Just write my name, baby. Kunle Ayo.
Kunle Ayo. That's the handle across board.
Across board. Yes.
Now your music is also available on iTunes.
iTunes, yes.
So everything that we heard here today is available on iTunes.
Yes, it is.
All right. Yes. Cool. Any other projects that you wish to share with us?
Well, my album is coming out soon. Yeah. So when it's out, definitely we're gonna come back and we're working on MX's stuff, you know. I just love working with different people, so we're looking forward to different collaborations and living life and loving it, just being it.
Nice one. Yeah, MXO, what are you up to this weekend? Any performances?
Easy living, easy breathing, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, this weekend I guess we're taking a break.
Okay.
Because from the following week we're gonna be back wild. We're just gonna be running the streets, you know.
And yeah, go look for those models. Are you gonna help me?
Definitely.
No, we're gonna be doing Eastern Cape. It's gonna be my birthday weekend, you know.
Okay.
So I'm running Eastern Cape, you know, going back to the roots, you know, where I come from, and celebrate with my people, you know.
Nice.
Giving
nice.
A taste of new songs, and you know, we're just gonna be having fun.
His music is also available on iTunes, including Love Special.
Love Special.
So you can get that song right now on your phone as we speak.
Check it out. You'll follow the Real MXO on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter.
Yeah. So you know, if you wanna see him Tumblr doing his workouts, follow him on Instagram. Doing his push-ups.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this guy a gym instructor? Or an artist? What's
you
happening
here? You never know. Well, but big up to you, homie. Big up to CliffCentral.com.
Anytime. Junior.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, Junior.
You want to say bye to these two amazing gentlemen?
Bye, guys.
Thank you very much. And we'd like to say thanks to Michaela Pinati for putting
Michaela.
This together.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Michaela.
Yeah.
Thank you. You do amazing work. We love you for it.
Salud.
Cool stuff. All right, so we continue with the show. We've got two more guests joining us. Find out who we're chilling with next.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC, O'Neal on Cliff Central, OC, O'Neal on Cliff Central.
You're listening to O'Neill on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.